AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Negotiators in Switzerland are burning the midnight oil as they attempt to reach a framework on an agreement to limit Iran's nuclear capabilities. The talks went into overtime when a midnight deadline came and went without an agreement.
The fact is, if we are making progress toward the finish line, then we should keep going.
But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it makes no sense to keep talking just for the sake of talking.
It also doesn't make sense if we are getting serious engagement from the other side to just abruptly end the talks based on this deadline.
A man known as the Bicycle Bandit for a dozen bank robberies authorities say he committed in Northern Virginia didn't bother with a bicycle early today when he overpowered a female guard while a male guard went to the bathroom at a hospital where he was taken after trying to commit suicide in jail. The chief of police in Fairfax County says the alleged bank robber fled in a hospital gown and hijacked two cars. Edwin Rossler says the fugitive exchanged his gown for some clothes before he was captured in Washington, D.C., thanks to an alert citizen.
An alert community member identified Mr. Assayer through all the social media outlets where we put our message out and called the Metropolitan Police Department, and then Mr. Assayer was arrested.
Lufthansa says it knew 6 years ago that German co-pilot Andreas Lubitz had suffered a severe depressive episode, but says the 27-year-old pilot told the airline it had subsided. In the meantime, the CEO of the subsidiary of Lufthansa that crashed says Germany is still trying to come to terms with the loss of life.
The loss of Germanwings flight 9525 is, without a doubt, one of the biggest national tragedies that we have ever faced.
This is AP Radio News. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says a judge is wrong to order the Garden State to make up for pension fund underpayments.
The Christie administration argues it should not be made to honor a deal on pension contributions for New Jersey state workers. A judge who ordered the administration to put $1.6 billion more into the pension fund fabricated a constitutional right to pension funding, in the words of the governor's appellate brief. Superior Court Judge Mary Jacobson says the state has to make up for years of missed and short payments to the pension fund. Christie, who's widely expected to seek the Republican presidential nomination, has said repeatedly the state cannot afford to pay. I'm Warren Levinson.
Christie says he can't cut his pension even if he wanted to.
I do not get a pension as governor.
But Christie does have a 401k, and he suggests everyone in his state switch to a plan like he has. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.